Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 9, Rogues, Rebels, and Robots. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the rebellion's most desperate crisis, plans for the empire's mightiest weapon, the Death Star, were stolen by rebel agents and placed in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. R2 and his interpreter counterpart C-3PO are now under the protection of a young farmer, Luke Skywalker, and the veteran Jedi Knight, Ben Kenobi. In hopes of delivering the droids into rebel hands on the planet Alderaan, Luke and Ben have hired two reckless smugglers, Han Solo and his co-pilot Chewbacca, along with their starship, the Millennium Falcon. Having fought her way past an Imperial blockade, the Falcon is now en route via hyperspace for Alderaan. Her passengers and crew unaware that the Empire is already moving against the Rebel Alliance with all the power at its command.
That brief shock was the jump to light speed. I think we can unfasten our safety belts now, Luke.
Fine with me. We talk about a wild ride between those Imperial cruisers blazing away at us and Han's crazy piloting. I never thought we'd make it.
Captain Solo's flying may be rather on the daredevil side, but I would say that we owe our lives to it. Not many pilots or starships can make their way through an Imperial Starfleet blockade. I can see where his renown as a smuggler had its source.
But it reminded me just why I hate space travel. Might I unbuckle too, please, Master?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, and Arthur would like to know if you can let go of the bulkhead.
Yeah, 3PO. This trip's going to take a little while. How is R2?
He says he's quite in order, Master Luke, thank you.
Good. He's sure been through enough in the last couple of days.
So have we all, if I might say so, sir.
But what's he saying now?
Oh, he's just pointed out that there is a recharging unit over here. Might I suggest that he and I avail ourselves of it?
That's a good idea. We can't foresee how long it will be before another opportunity presents itself.
Oh, yeah, right. 3PO, you and R2 go to it.
Thank you, sir.
You just look at the garbage in this compartment. Shipping containers, spare parts, empty crates, and just plain old junk all over the place. Some starship.
This is a working freighter, Luke, even if her activities are rather on the shady side. Independent captains like Solo run their ships to suit themselves, and they live as they see fit. But I'll tell you this. For all the clutter, the Millennium Falcon is in excellent shape and far faster than she was when she was built. Solo wasn't exaggerating about those modifications he's made on her.
You know what I was surprised to find back at the crew quarters? That holographic game board. I wouldn't have expected Han to be the kind to play.
Spaces fill the hours they spend in transit in a surprising variety of ways, Luke. But the fact that a rough-and-ready fellow like Solo chooses such a pastime does indicate another side to him.
Yeah, but who does he play against? The machine?
Or against his first mate Chewbacca, in all likelihood.
Oh, the Wookiee.
Well, games of skill and thought aren't restricted to human beings and machines, Luke. Don't let Chewbacca's great size and fierce appearance fool you. Wookiees are a species with great adaptability, and they're quick to learn.
I guess you're right, but there's no other crew, just Han and Chewbacca?
Their arrangement seems to work well enough for them. Captain Pilot and First Mate Co-Pilot. They strike me as a very competent pair for all their brashness. As long as they get us to Alderaan, they suit our needs.
Yeah, for 17,000.
The price is insignificant, Luke. Things are coming to a crucial juncture in the war of rebel against Empire.
You know, it's still hard for me to believe that a princess of the royal house of Alderaan and her father could both be members of the Rebel Alliance.
I think it's best to leave that subject for now, Luke, for a more guarded place and time.
Really? You think Han is...
Captain Solo's loyalties obviously lie more with himself than with the Empire, but it's better not to test that by letting him know just what he's carrying in the form of R2.
The jump to light speed came off without a hitch, gents and droids. Hey,
What are those two doing at the tech station?
The droids are merely recharging, Captain.
Well, make sure they don't mess with anything. Me and Chewie are going to repair a little minor damage we did blasting out of Mos Eisley. And make sure we're not being followed. So make yourselves comfortable and we'll have you in Alderaan before you're through dusting the Tatooine sand off you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll take a look around. I've never been aboard a starship before, but I sure thought about it enough.
Perhaps a little later, Luke. For now, there are other more important things for us to do. I don't know what our mission will bring or what we'll encounter on Alderaan, but it's best we begin your training.
Right now? I mean, here?
Well, didn't you tell me you wanted to be instructed in the ways of the Force in order to become a Jedi Knight like your father was?
Yes, of course, but I...
Well, the way of the Jedi is a lifelong education, Luke. I began learning it when I was younger than you. I have achieved a certain mastery, and yet I am no less a pupil for all of that even now.
Darth Vader was a pupil of yours, wasn't he? The one who killed my father and betrayed the Jedi?
Darth Vader began as my pupil, yes.
Tell me about him, Ben. I want to know who he is and why he went over to the dark side of the Force. I want to face him and tell him whose son I am.
If you wish to be a Jedi, you will have to put aside your desire for revenge.
But he...
Anger and hatred, yes, and fear too. Now, these can help you draw power from the Force, but only from its dark side. And the dark side of the Force exacts a terrible price from those whom it seduces.
But can't you tell me about him? I want to know who he is and why he gave in to the dark side.
Luke, you're reaching far ahead of yourself. The workings of the Force aren't always so direct.
Well, I don't mean to sound like I'm impatient, Ben. I'm grateful that you cared enough about me to watch over me and to teach me.
Yes. I haven't had a pupil since before the Dark Times, before the Empire all but exterminated the Jedi. There were many times since when I thought I would never teach another, and I feared the way of the Jedi would die out.
You mean there are no other Jedi?
We are not altogether alone in the galaxy, you and I, but I doubt that we can count on help from others of our kind.
Our kind? Well, where do we begin?
When the Jedi were guardians of peace and justice back in the days of the Old Republic, an initiate would begin by spending a great deal of time in contemplation, learning to open himself to the Force.
Yes.
But this is a different day with its own urgencies. Now, Luke, take your father's lightsaber in your hand.
Well, how do I hold the grip?
Watch. Emulate me.
Okay.
Hold the grip so that the blade, when it comes into existence, will be high and ready.
Yes. Ben, how did you do that quick draw on the cantina when you cut those two killers down? I mean, I never saw anybody move so fast.
Basics first, Luke. You must...
Crawl before I run?
Just so. Good. Now, take up this stance.
Like this?
That's it. Now watch me. I push this button in the grip of the lightsaber to activate it. Energy is liberated, and the blade comes into existence, you see? Now, from this basic position, you can launch into any movement of the blade. In attack or defense, advance or withdrawal. Now, you try it.
Okay, let's see.
No. Bring your feet together. Too wide a stance robs you of speed and agility. That's better. Can you feel your center of balance?
Feels pretty good.
I watch, and I shall demonstrate the basic drill. From the ready position into the first defensive posture. And the second. Third. Fourth. Continuing the circular motion with a sweep of the blade like so. And back again into the ready position. You see?
I think so. Can I try it?
Very well, but carefully. Never forget a lightsaber blade will cut through anything it contacts. Anything.
Right.
Now, your blade.
Boy, this lightsaber feels kind of like it's alive.
It is, in a way, through you. Now, ready? First defensive posture. And the second. Now, it requires a deeper step forward, Luke.
Okay.
The third. No. Keep your blade higher. That's right. And into the fourth. Now bring it all the way round. A parry must be a full movement.
Look, it's a lot harder than you make it look.
Learning to use a lightsaber properly is a long, meticulous process. Still, you haven't begun all that badly. I can see you inherited your father's dexterity and coordination.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I can get the hang of it. I mean, at least not soon enough to make it useful. I know how to use a blaster pretty well from survival school back home. Maybe I'd better stick with that.
One can do things with a lightsaber that cannot be done with a mere firearm, Luke. But more than that, the lightsaber is a discipline for the mind and a schooling for the body and spirit. It's one of the ways in which a Jedi contacts the Force.
Well, it's just that it's not like anything I ever tried before. Let me go through that drill again.
In a moment, Luke. I have a feeling we may need our every resource when we reach Alderaan. I have it in mind to accelerate your training by opening you to the Force.
How?
By building your trust in it and in yourself. A great part of a Jedi's power is derived from the Force by a firm conviction, a trust.
Well, I'll try whatever you want me to, Ben. What do I do?
Simply believe.
Yes?
I'm going to help you. I'll be your guide and your intermediary. Now, I'm going to stand here behind you. I want you to listen to my voice and empty your mind of everything else. Focus on my voice and concentrate on the open area of the deck where you will try the drill once more.
Yes.
Envision yourself going through the drill. Don't move, but feel the shape of the sequence, how your arms and legs will move, how nerves and muscles will cooperate. Try to make the sensations as real as you can. The wide rotary motions of the lightsaber, the placement of your feet, and where your center of balance will be. Now, activate your blade. Good. Now open yourself and create the flow of those movements in your mind. Let the pattern carry your mind along. How does it feel?
Like I can do it automatically, without thinking. Well, not that exactly. More like that I don't have to worry, like something will move me through the drill.
That's fine, Luke. Hold that thought and focus on the drill. Don't worry about speed. Don't worry about indecision. Don't worry about anything. Feel the life of the lightsaber in your hands and anticipate the flow of it. And when you feel that you're ready, begin. First defensive posture. That's right. Second. Good, Luke. And the third. Very good. Into the fourth. Exactly. And back around to the ready position. Well done, Luke. How did it feel?
It felt so natural. I wasn't thinking about it, really. The drill just carried me along.
And so it should. You have a strong aptitude, Luke, a powerful affinity for the Force. What do you say to some more practice?
Yes, I'd like that very much.
Excellent. Now again, take up the ready position and feel the flow of the events to come.
And the sixth. Now into the seventh attack position. Pivot and parry. Fine. I think you should take another short rest, Luke. We've been at this for quite some time now.
But I don't feel tired. I feel like I could do this forever.
Oh, then take pity on your elders, son.
What?
I could use a respite myself. Ah, here's Chewbacca. How are the repairs going?
What'd he say?
He and Captain Solo repaired all the damage. He says there's time before we reach Alderaan for a quick match at the holographic game board back in the crew quarters. I'm sorry, Chewbacca, but Luke and I have other work to do.
Do be quiet, Artie, and stop boasting.
What's he want, 3PO?
Well, Master Luke, he claims to have been programmed to play a competent hologame when he was assigned as a maintenance droid at a one-man refueling station in order to provide a diversion for the attendant.
Why don't you play R2, Chewie? Sounds like you're on, R2.
I do hope you know what you're doing, R2, for a change.
You'd better leave Chewbacca plenty of room back there, 3PO.
I quite agree, sir.
Now, how about a practice duel, Ben? If we took it real slowly and I'll be careful...
I don't think you're quite ready for that yet, Luke. Though you could use more advanced practice at this point. I noticed that Captain Solo wears his blaster in a fast draw holster.
Right.
He must keep a remote around for target practice. I wonder where he's... here we are. Have you ever used one of these little remote target globes before, Luke?
Once or twice.
I'm resetting it. It will maneuver in the air, darting back and forth, and fire harmless sting bursts at you.
Huh?
They're a bit painful, but not dangerous. I want you to try and block them with your lightsaber.
Okay.
When I release the remote into the air, it will commence an attack. Ready?
Ready. It hurt.
Not as much as a real enemy would, I assure you. I've set the remote to attack so long as your lightsaber blade is activated. Now continue, Luke. You must reach out and make contact with the Force to anticipate the attack so that...
Ben? Ben? Are you all right? Here, sit down. Now, what's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the Force. As if millions of voices cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. As if an entire world had died in an instant. I fear that something terrible has happened.
Well, is there anything I can do?
No, I'll be all right.
Well, you can forget your troubles. We'll be at Alderaan pretty soon. I told you I could outrun those Imperial slugs. Hey, don't everybody thank me at once.
Huh?
I see Chewie found himself an opponent. Your little droid's not bad at that game. You'd better watch out. He might win.
What would I tell you, Chewie? It was a trap.
R2 made a fair move, Chewbacca. If you fell for it, that is your fault. Screaming about it won't help you.
You'd better let Chewie have his way. It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
But, sir, nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
Well, that's because droids don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
I see your point, sir. Might I suggest a new strategy, R2? Let the Wookiee win.
Ben, are you feeling any better?
Yes. Let's continue with your drill, Luke. The saber ready?
Ready.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
You mean it controls your actions?
Partially, but it also obeys your commands. Careful now.
Get out of my leg!
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
You don't believe in the Force, do you, Han?
Kid, I've been from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field controlling my destiny.
Then what does?
Who knows? Look, this stuff you're telling him, it's all a lot of simple tricks and nonsense.
I suggest you try again, Luke. Here, we'll try it with you wearing this flight helmet. Now lower its blast shield into place. Now, this time, let go of your conscious self and act on instinct.
But with this blast shield down like this, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight the remote?
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Gonna try for two sore legs, huh, kid?
Now, let's try again, Luke.
Seat of the pants, huh? You're doing great, kid.
Again, Luke. Listen to my voice and trust me. Reach out with your feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, but going against remotes is one thing. Going against the living, that's something else.
You see, Luke, you can do it. You parried all three shots by trusting your feelings.
Oh, yeah? Well, I call it luck.
In my experience, Captain Solo, there is no such thing as mere luck.
It's as good a faith as any, old man. Luck and money.
Ah, yes. Wealth. I'd forgotten how important that is to you.
Well, don't knock it. If me and Chewie weren't hard up for it, you two and the droids would still be playing tag with the stormtroopers back on Tatooine. As it is, you get where you want to go, and we clear our debts.
You're quite a paradox, Captain Solo. You prize above everything else the cardinal freedom of star travel, yet you're held back from it by something as trifling as money. Come to think of it, there are entire worlds in just that same predicament.
You said it, Chewie. So money's trifling, huh? Well, just you try getting along without any.
Oh, but I do.
Huh?
Have you ever seen a credit come into or leave my hand? I haven't had any
and haven't missed it in, oh, quite some years now, and wanted for nothing.
No, well... Well, all right, so the kid there paid your way, but you wouldn't have gotten any place if he hadn't come up with the cash. Well,
perhaps I'm lucky.
What am I doing arguing with an old coot like you? You haven't even got the price of a meal. Anyway, we're coming up on Alderaan. You measure your freedom in this life in cash, old man. If you got enough, you can go as far and as fast as you want. Come on, Chewie.
Captain Solo. Yeah. Even the universe itself is curved, my friend. If you run far enough and fast enough, you end up right where you began.
Now, just hold on there. All right, Chewie, I'm coming. Should have known better than to argue with a crazy old man.
Don't pay any attention to him, Ben. All the money in the Empire wouldn't stop me from helping you deliver the droids and doing whatever I can for Princess Leia.
I know that, Luke. I have great confidence in you.
You know, I really did feel something during that lightsaber drill. I could almost see what the remote was going to do.
That's good. You have taken your first step into a larger world.
Nerves. If there's anything I hate, it's being saddled with a dewy-eyed idealist. They're trouble, Chewie. Oh, yes, they are that bad. They're hot, too. You saw how badly those Imperial cruisers wanted us. What are you, getting soft in your old age? Maybe we should quit the smuggling business and open a soup kitchen. Okay, all right, calm down. The Navi computer says we're about ready to revert to normal space. Stand by. Here we go. Cutting in sublight engines. Good. Now we can... What the flaming lion? Oh, we've come out of hyperspace into some kind of meteor shower. Sky's full of them. Increased power to deflector shields. Maybe there was an asteroid collision, only it's not on any of the charts.
What's going on?
We stopped to pick up a load of gravel. What else?
There shouldn't be any navigational hazards this near Alderaan.
Our position is correct, only no Alderaan.
What do you mean? Where is it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, kid. It ain't there.
What?
I think it's been totally blown away.
How could that be?
Destroyed by the Empire. I should have realized it when I felt it earlier.
An entire Starfleet couldn't destroy a whole planet. It'd take 1,000 ships with more firepower than
I... What's that line on the console?
There's another ship closing on us.
Well, maybe they know what happened to Alderaan.
It's an Imperial fighter.
What makes you so sure? Sensors don't have a clear idea.
It's firing on us! Look, there it goes.
TIE fighter, right enough. Good guess, old man.
It must have followed us from Tatooine.
No, it's a short-range fighter.
But there aren't any bases around here. Where'd it come from?
Well, maybe it wandered away from a convoy. Look, it's sure leaving in a big hurry. If that pilot identifies us, we're in big trouble.
Not if I can help it. Chewie, jam his transmission.
It would be as well to let it go. It's too far out of range.
Not for long. You may think you know everything, old man, but you got a lot to learn about the Millennium Falcon.
Hang on!
Chewie! Switch weapon systems over to sensor gunlock. Let me know when we've got him ranged.
A couple of salvos and our worries will be over.
His too.
He's headed for that small moon.
Yeah, but we're gaining. I think we can bag him before he gets there. We're almost in range.
That's no moon. That's a space station.
What? You're even crazier than I thought. Look at the size of it. It's way too big to be a space station.
Oh, boy.
Ben, you're right. I have a very bad feeling about this.
So you get those, too.
Turn the ship around.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Full reverse. Chewie, lock in auxiliary power. Chewie, I said lock in auxiliary power.
It's too late.
Why are we still moving towards it?
The Falcon's not answering your helm. Whatever that thing is out there, it's got us caught in a tractor beam and it's hauling us in.
Well, do something.
Kid, there's nothing I can do against a beam with that much juice. I'm on full power now. Gonna have to shut down or I'll melt the engines. Chewie, full deflector shields, angle them forward. You'll get me without a fight.
But you can't win.
No, but I can shorten a few Imperial careers.
There are alternatives to fighting, though.
Huh?
Alternatives that might mean survival.
All right, you got yourself an audience. What's the scheme?
You're a smuggler, are you not? Along with speed, your speciality is concealment. Let us take advantage of that.
Yeah, but
jettison how... some escape pods before we come into sensor range of that station. And prepare to make an entry in the ship's log. Luke?
Yes, ma'am.
Get the droids. Hurry, there's little time left.
Right.
If you're planning what I think you are and we pull it off, I'll give you half fare on your next ride.
I only hope this works.
Well, if it doesn't, they'll let us know at the firing squad.
Caught in the grip of the Empire's awesome Death Star, the Millennium Falcon and her passengers and crew are drawn into the center of the web of galactic events. There, the Princess Leia Organa is held captive, awaiting her execution. And there, too, waits Darth Vader. Luke Skywalker is soon to meet the woman whose image has summoned him across light years of space, and the enemy whose destiny was tied to his own before his birth. Star Wars, Episode 9 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi, and Perry King as Han Solo. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.